So, but we who are born again will only experience one death. And that is when our spirit and soul leave our body. And Romans 15 tells us that death has been conquered. That's when death will be conquered forever. Doesn't have any stain. Stain has been, when you leave here, you just check out. Like you check out of a hotel and leave. And you go and be with the Lord. And that's the only death that the saints have to be concerned about. And Paul tells us it's far better. When we leave here, it's far better. So we have nothing to be concerned about. But I want to talk to you about now. This is where you are. This is where I am. We are to live. We are living in a world that brings all kinds of opposition, all kinds of tests and trials, full of evil activity. You can't deny that. Violence everywhere. Amen. How do we live and enjoy life? It's in Christ. And we spend our time to get this good news at the head of the church. The Lord Jesus Christ have told us to go tell them all. He said, go in all the world, preach the gospel to every creature. Didn't he say it? You know, I said this before and I say it again. Sometimes we as a different race or nationality, people, color, whatever you want to, you know, we are prone to just reach out to that, my own ethnic group, color, whatever, race. But Jesus didn't say that. We born again believe we need to get over that. We need to get over that and get obedient to Christ and forget about what man thinks. What man thinks won't count one little thing when you stand before the judgment seat of Christ. It's what God have told you to do, commanded you to do, and did you get it done? Now that's what's important, because he will call you into his, before his judgment seat, and he will talk to you by yourself. Amen. And ask you what, and you can't say Sue, Jack, and Jill, Mr. Tom, and whoever else. He said, I told you. And that's why I'm telling you today, because he told me. Amen. And so the only death that we will experience, watch this, is when our spirit and soul leaves our body. So I want to read this same verse, and then we want to look at some things, because we want to talk to you about reigning in life. From the Wayman translation, listen to it, from Romans 5:17, Wayman. For if through the transgression of one individual, death made use of that one individual to singe the sovereignty. And if you don't understand what he's talking about, singe sovereignty, he took charge. Adam gave him authority, and Satan took charge, and took the authority, and he took control of your life, and he made you do, and he is making men do what he wants them to do right now. He's acting as master over them. And he is, because whether they were aware of it or not, they gave him a right to be their master. And he treats them like a slave, cruel. Or he make you think you're doing good, but he is a cruel master. And he sends the sovereignty. But watch what happened. All the more, those who receive God's overflowing grace. What kind of grace? God's overflowing grace. and the gift of righteousness reigns as kings. Reign how? Reign as kings in life through the one individual. See, one man got us in trouble and gave us a cruel Lord. Another, and then God gave us another man, and he defeated this first one that was ruling over us. And now he fixed it so you and I could reign as kings now. And so you listen to most people, you think that you only, they'll talk about the sweet by and by, but what about now? What about now? Is God just good in eternity when we all die and go to heaven? Or is he good all the time? So if he's good all the time, he wants me to live good all the time.
Amen. That's right. Amen.
Would you agree?
Amen.
So he sent Jesus so we could reign in life. Reign as kings in life through that one individual, Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Isn't that good?
Amen.
But listen, I got some good stuff to tell you. But in the meanwhile, God has fixed it. Ooh, that's so good. And see, a lot of, I said, you find people will say, I'm waiting on God. Are you really? I'm waiting on God. I'm waiting on God to fix this for me. I'm waiting on, no, are you really? I want to tell you, God has fixed it. See, waiting on God, you need to know what kind of waiting to do.
Okay.
To waiting for God to turn stuff around for you and get money in your pocket and show you how to live right. You're not waiting on him. It's already done. He want to show you how to get out there and get it done. Amen?
Amen.
Waiting on God. God have fixed it so you can live holy, so you can live godly, you can live right, you can live just. He have fixed it so you can have peace and joy. Amen. And many people said, well, I'm waiting on God to get me to do this for me. No, Jesus already died and already been raised again from the dead. And he's seated at the right hand of the Father. Why did he take a seat? Because he fixed everything. He waiting on you to receive what he had done. Take action on, take possession of. I'm going to say it again. Take action on and take possession of what he's already done. Satan is not going to someday be defeated. He's already been defeated. Hallelujah. He's not someday going to be put down. He's already been stripped. And Jesus have taken the keys of hell and death from him. So in the meanwhile, God had fixed it so that now on this earth, we can reign in life through the one man, Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. So let's look at this grace again. You know, he said the one that received the overflowing grace. Remember that statement? That's part of the scripture we read. The one that had received, one that received the overflowing grace. Abundance of grace, King James says. Listen to it.